It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson are a couple again. Despite rumors that the private duo had split in April, the Coldplay rocker and the 50 Shades of Grey actress are planning to spend more time together later this summer. They have kept a low profile, last seen together in public in late April. At the same time, a source says their year-long romance was getting serious. So much so that an engagement could definitely be in the cards. Warner Brothers announced the untitled Elvis Presley biopic is set to open in October 1st, 2021. Austin Butler, who's from The Carrie Diaries, will play the king in the drama, which will be directed by Baz Luhrmann. And the studio says the movie will cover over 20 years from Presley's rise to fame to his unprecedented stardom against the backdrop of the evolving cultural landscape and the loss of innocence in America. I am so excited for this movie.
Are we going to see him on the toilet eating a peanut butter like banana sandwich?
I would think that's how the movie would end, right? Yeah, kind of the most epic way to end.
I would hope so. No, this will be really interesting to see how they do it. I love all these historical things or the way they reinterpret people's lives. Obviously, it's not exactly the same, but it is interesting.
And I don't really know a lot about Elvis Presley, so I'll be excited to see this. And also Austin Butler, who's going to play Elvis. Hot.
Oh, well, in that case, thank goodness.
Yeah. Camila Cabello went on social media to celebrate the 2-year anniversary of her hit single Havana on Saturday, but found herself sidetracked by messages that were criticizing her body. She then responded by writing an empowering letter to all the young girls growing up in an airbrushed world, reminding them that many of the photos posted online are edited. Camila said, "I'm writing this for girls like my little sister who are growing up on social media. They're constantly seeing photoshopped, edited pictures and thinking that's reality. And everyone's eyes get used to seeing airbrushed skin. And suddenly they think that's the norm. It isn't. It's fake. And fake is becoming the new real. We have a completely unrealistic view of a woman's body. Girl cellulite is normal. Fat is normal. It's beautiful and natural. And I won't buy into bull crap today." Yes.
I've always been a leader on that front as far as we got your clap. About not being into photoshopping myself. That, and I don't know really what I'm doing. Like,
yeah.
So I don't know how to. I tried to one time whiten my teeth and it looked really awkward. So I gave up on that.
There's even some like actresses that I know that I'm huge fans of that won't let themselves be airbrushed even for a magazine cover, which I think is absolutely amazing.
But your Kardashians still are, so.
Oh no, I know. Yeah. I know. Hey, I know they're absolutely fake and I don't fully support that part of them, but they're still funny to watch.
I like Kim's butt, even though it's like scientifically impossible to be that way.
Valentina Sampaio has reportedly been hired to appear in a Victoria's Secret campaign, which would make her the first openly transgender model for the lingerie company, which has been trying to rebrand lately. The 22-year-old Brazilian recently posted on her Instagram page a photo of her sitting in a bathrobe backstage at what she said was a photo shoot for the company's Pink Line on Long Island, New York. Victoria's Secret and parent company L Brands have not commented on her Instagram post, which come amid the group's attempt to rebrand amid declining sales and following controversial comments that the group's chief marketing officer, Ed Razek, had made last year about the idea of including transgender and plus-size model in the Victoria's Secret fashion show. He was super against it, and they got a ton of criticism for that. I remember that happening. So we'll see. That's pretty big moves for the company.
Live the Web Girl, thank you so much for the garbage this morning.